Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And now let's turn to the director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez, who you can follow on Twitter at MDPD_director. Director Ramirez, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us this morning. And use of force training, obviously something that is in the spotlight these days, especially with all the recent national incidents that we've been talking about. Let me get your reaction to this bipartisan proposal in Tallahassee that would add hiring standards and bolster use of force training for both police officers and corrections officers.
Good morning, Ryan. I'm totally in favor of that. As you know, there's thousands and thousands of police departments around the country, and it's important that a lot of these agencies who don't have the resources, like departments like ours and others here in this region, that they all meet a certain standard so you don't see the tragedies and the issues that are occurring around the country. For instance, our police department, very proud of our training bureau. Major Carlos Gonzalez does a great job. We're in the forefront of training for law enforcement, you know, de-escalation, duty to intervene. We have a force analysis unit, and we're always being progressive and working to make sure that our officers are in the best possible position, especially when they're dealing with very critical situations as they deal with each and every day.
Let's talk about what is going on with South District investigators. It seems like they've been making a bunch of big drug and weapons busts lately. Tell us about the latest and whether or not this is a planned crackdown in that particular area.
Well, actually, that's the type of work that's being done each and every day. What we're doing is we're putting it on our social media so our community knows, because they're living with the gun violence issue. And I want the public to see the type of armaments that our officers and our community go up against each and every day. And as you can see in those photos, it looks like a gun shop. And a lot of those guns are in the hands of 14, 15-year-old kids who are committing those murders. And see, that's the issue that we have. We have what you see in law enforcement around the country, and then you have the other reality that we have communities that are dealing with gun violence. And it puts our officers in a very difficult situation. That's why training is so important. Officer wellness, you know, supervision. I'm very proud of the men and women of South District, our detectives, that they haven't taken their eye off the ball. They work hard each and every day trying to keep our community safe, trying to keep our officers safe.
I'm joined by the director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez, here on South Florida's First News. You know, it's Public Safety Communications Week, and it feels like that part of the job is more important than ever these days. What have you done to commemorate the week and talk a little bit about how integral a part of the process they are for the community?
Oh, my goodness. They are like the backbone. Actually, as you know, law enforcement is the thin blue line. They're the thin gold line. And these men and women are in this cooped up building with no windows, fielding calls from the community from in their worst situations, the things that they hear over the phone. And then they give our officers that information and direction to go address those issues that we deal with each and every day. I mean, they are the ones that are that calming voice in our officers' ears, that give the guidance, that give the information that we need so that we could keep our officers safe, as well as provide the proper information so we could help our community. I mean, this whole week, I'm so proud that if you see in our social media, all our districts have shown up there and paid homage to them and honor. I went by there the other day as well. I mean, it's a very stressful job with a high turnover rate. Not many people can do it, but there's ladies there that have done this career for nearly 40 years. You can just imagine the stuff that they've heard and had to experience. And the sad part is they never find out the outcome of some of those issues that our officers go to. They only hear the front end. But they are super critical to what we do, and I adore them. I love them, and the community needs to know how important they are in keeping our community safe and our officers safe.
The director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez, who you can follow on Twitter at MDPD_director. Director Ramirez, thanks so much for taking a few moments to talk to us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a good weekend, my friend.